Hello, and thanks again for tuning in to Cinema Central. I will be the first to admit that I've been gone for a very long time. That's not to say I haven't been seeing films, though. I've just never got around to doing the reviews of them because, in all honesty, life does happen. Between work, the holidays, and various other projects that are going on, some things were bound to fall through, and I do apologize for that. But what is important is that I am back and hope to keep it that way for the foreseeable future. So to kind of recap some stuff really quickly, in the past month or so, I've seen three movies of quick note. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, or is it Grindelwald now? I have no idea. It was a mediocre addition to the Wizarding World, I have to say, so there's that. Creed 2 was an amazing sequel to an already great legacy sequel film, so if you are a fan of the Rocky franchise or the first Creed movie, I would recommend you check this one out for sure. Otherwise, I saw Ralph Breaks the Internet, which was a fun animated family film that had some very good things to say about the internet. So that was just a quick rundown of what I've been up to, but the reason you are undoubtedly here is that Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse has finally come to theaters, and oh my goodness, it is so good. I'm not even saying that as a Marvel fan or even a Spider-Man fan. This movie is hands down the best animated feature film of the year. What up, Pixar? Don't at me, all right? This is no boast, my friends. This movie has it all. It has compelling characters, has drama, has action, has great villains. The animation style alone is reason enough to go see this film. And if I keep listing off everything that I liked about this film, I'm going to start sounding like the grandpa from The Princess Bride. It currently has a Rotten Tomato score of 97% and an average score of 8.8. Which is also, the score has an IMDb 8.8, which, by the way, is an astoundingly high score. Okay, I'm now going to talk about this movie in length, so here is your warning. Spoilers ahead, you have been warned. If you haven't seen the movie yet, stop now, go see it, come back here, and we can have a discussion about it. It'll be great, I promise, you will not regret it. But if you have seen it, this is why you're here, and it's my pleasure to tell you what I thought about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. So, if you don't already know, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse follows Miles Morales, and he is from a different Earth. And on this Earth, Spider-Man is essentially the perfect Spider-Man. And a fun fact is that this Spider-Man is voiced by Chris Pine. So, I guess they're trying to say that Chris Pine is perfect. Yeah, all right. Anyway, Miles lives with his two parents, and his dad is a cop, and there are some fun antics that go along with that. We saw some of it in the trailer when he has to say, "I love you, Dad," on the to him in front of the school and whatnot. And he also has an Uncle Aaron that he likes to hang out with, but we really have no idea what his uncle really does. So, this is a Spider-Man origin story, and as you can expect, Miles gets bit by a spider that gives him superpowers. And the antics that ensue are pretty darn funny, as he has no idea what is happening to him, and he eventually gets things sort of under control, but not really until the end of the film. But beneath Brooklyn, a sinister plan is unfolding. Spider-Man is fighting Kingpin, who is about to have all of space and time implode when he turns on his new dimensional collider. Miles does the classic wrong place, wrong time thing, and then the worst possible thing happens. Kingpin kills Spider-Man. What?! This is a kid's movie, man, and you offed Spider-Man in the first 15 minutes. What? Anyway, it is kind of a heartbreaking moment, to be honest, because aside from Infinity War, we haven't seen Spider-Man actually die before, let alone be offed by a bad guy on the big screen. What? This is a kid's kids movie, man. Not really, apparently. Anyway, Spider-Man leaves Miles with a final mission to destroy the interdimensional collider, and then Miles breaks the goober. That's this little flash drive thing that essentially shuts down the machine. And then the rest of the movie unfolds with a bunch of other Spider-Man from other dimensions coming to Miles' reality. One thing I like about this movie is that the science of it all is pretty easy to follow, and they explain it well. And there are some good jokes about the whole thing as well, which is fun. The first Spider-Man to come through is another Peter Parker, but this is the fat and lazy and divorced Peter Parker, all right? And it is really easy to miss, but what is hilarious is that they establish that each reality is similar but different. So at the beginning, we see that Coca-Cola in Miles' reality is spelled with K's instead of C. I'm guessing it's pronounced the same way. Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, yeah, okay. Now, why does that matter? Well, when they do the backstory for this alternate Peter Parker, his Coca-Cola is spelled with C's, the normal way, which means he is Spider-Man from our reality, which means my mind is blown, and it also makes you wonder what they're trying to say about the world we live in. So this Spider-Man does decide to help Miles fix the goober, and then Spider-Gwen shows up. Turns out she was already there, but you know, and she helps them fight the gender-swapped Doc Ock, which is good fun, and then they go see Aunt May, who has the recently deceased Spider-Man's secret spider lair, where we find three more Spider-Man came through the portal. We have Spider-Ham, Penny Parker, and Spider-Man Noir, who's voiced by Nick Cage. And I'm going to now take a moment to discuss the animation for this movie. And just so you know how passionate I am about this, it's in all caps on my sheet here. The animation for this movie is downright incredible. It's like watching an actual comic come to life on the screen. Even looks like it's made of a bajillion little dots like it was done in the old comics. And then once you throw in the other three Spider-Man into this equation, everything gets so incredible. Spider-Ham is animated like a traditional cartoon character, Spider-Man Noir is in black and white, and Penny Parker is in anime! And this is all combined together gracefully and effectively, and the sequences towards the end of the film are downright trippy and amazing, and what in the world is happening on the screen? And like, even if you're not a Spider-Man, Marvel, or superhero fan, the animation alone is a reason for you to see this film. Alright, my rant is now over. We can continue with the rest of the review. Thanks for listening. All right, now we find out the other spider people can't stay in this reality or they will disintegrate. So they have to fix the goober at the bunker in Aunt May's apartment. And then the bad guys show up. And early in the film, we learn the terrible truth that Miles' uncle is the villain Prowler, which is like, whoa. And in this fight sequence, Prowler, aka Aaron, aka Miles' uncle, learns the truth about Miles being a new Spider-Man, and he hesitates, and then BAM! Kingpin shoots him, and then he dies in Miles' arms moments later. And then a few seconds later, Miles' dad finds them in an alley, and it's truly a sad moment. And after all that nonsense, all the Spider-Men escape, and then there's a very touching moment, and that's when we learn that this is what's called the Uncle Ben moment. The one constant factor for every Spider-Man, no matter what dimension they're from, is they lose someone they care about to become Spider-Man. And this is a very sad moment for sure, because Spider-Man really is a tragic hero. So you can't have Spider-Man without tragedy. So it's a crazy moment that they really put in a great context, and it's like, ugh. It's kind of a bummer, actually. But it's really well done. And I love it. So, at this point, Peter ties Miles up. Peter's going to shut down the device himself and sacrifice himself to return everyone else home because Miles can't control his powers. So, the other Spider-Men all leave, and then Miles' dad shows up at his, like, school apartment, And there's this really touching speech he gives about there's a spark inside of you, you know? And then it just clicks, and Miles can suddenly start using his powers. He has different powers than the other Spider-Man, by the way. He can turn invisible and shock people, which is really cool. And so he gets up, and he suits up, and he helps everyone fight the bad guys, including Kingpin. And he sends the rest of the Spider-Man home, and he saves the city in the end. And now there's a new Spider-Man in town, and his name is Miles Morales. All right. So, again, I love the animation in this film. But what I also like about this movie is that it plays around a lot with the tropes of Spider-Man, referencing a lot of Sam Raimi's Spider-Man movies from the 2000s. The comedy is very good throughout the movie. And the character development of not only Miles, but also the alternate Spider-Man is very satisfying. One thing that I didn't touch on was why Kingpin was a compelling villain. They make it very clear what his motivations are and why he is willing to risk destroying all of reality to get it. His wife and child died in a car crash after running away from him, and he blamed Spider-Man for it. And the one thing I will admit brought a tear to my eye was the Stan Lee cameo. Yes, even in an animated movie, Stan Lee still has a cameo, and it is so touching. He said something along the lines of, "The suit always fits," which I guess in the context of Spider-Man means you may not always get it right at first, but it does get better the more you do it. And yeah, I mean, it's just a perfect Stan Lee cameo. For this movie to be so comic-driven and oriented, and for him to have a cameo in it was just perfect in so many ways. And again, it brought a tear to my eye. Finally, the end credits are absolutely dope, and I almost don't want to ruin it, but considering this is a spoiler review, I'll go ahead and say it. The most noticeably missing Spider-Man was Spider-Man 2099, but he shows up at the end credits and has a pointing contest with Spider-Man 67. If you've seen the meme, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, guys, that is all I have to say about this movie, so I hope you enjoyed it, and remember, you can follow me on the socials at Ace Cinema Central. And please, if you haven't seen this movie, go see this movie. If you've seen this movie, go see it again. I will, more than likely. I will be back soon, though, because so many movies are coming out in the rest of December, including Aquaman, Bumblebee, Mary Poppins, and so many more, probably. So I will see you in the very near future. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Booyah.